There was a man who had car trouble and an automobile accident on a journey from Chicago to Austin. It was an old man, and he was traveling on the Texas roads going 90 miles an hour, entering Dallas, when the fender on the boat he was dragging behind, all filled with all kinds of belongings, broke loose and wrapped around the tire, going 90 miles an hour, entering Dallas, with about 15 lanes of traffic, you know, all going the same way. He was quite alarmed, was able to pull over as quickly as he can, dragging his tire and his trailer. And it was near an entrance ramp, actually, and where he was stuck, very narrow, and all the cars just going by. He didn't know what to do. It was starting to get late, and darkness was coming because it was winter time, and it was late in the afternoon, and it was going to be dark. Didn't know where to go, where to look for. Then decided it better get off that big interstate, you know, with all the traffic going 90 miles an hour, and so decided to pull over off the road, cross the entrance ramp, go over the grass and the things, and go to the frontage road. Got to the frontage road, and still, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Don't know anybody. This is what this old man said. Here I'm in Texas. I don't know where I'm, you know, I'm a long way from my destination. I don't know who to look after or go to, and I got out-of-state plates on my on the car, the old man said. He said, you know, who's going to help? And then he saw a young man at a distance, and he said, could you help me? And he knew it was kind of desperate because it was a real young guy in his 20s, you know, and you don't find too many good young men in their 20s, you know, that are willing to help somebody, you know. So here he said, well, I'll give it a shot. And the guy said, yeah, I'll help. Now, here this old man didn't talk the same way this young man spoke. The young man got in his pickup truck, drove over, pulled next to him, and because I guess everybody drives pickup trucks in Texas, so he come up with the pickup truck, he said, I'll help. And so a young Hispanic fella, and here he was helping a old man with out-of-state plates who talked different than he did and the whole thing, and got down under the trailer and said, let me get a few tools, and he started working on it and the like, screwdrivers and wrenches and pliers and all that stuff. Worked on it for about 20 minutes, couldn't make anything happen, couldn't get free the thing loose there, and tried some other wrenches, worked on it for another 20 minutes or so. You're going on about 45 minutes. He said, I better get my Sawzall. So he went and got his Sawzall out of his truck and hooked up the power to it, was able to cut the fender with the Sawzall and pull it off and freed the tire so that the old man could continue on his journey. And the old man was very thankful that this young man was willing to give all that time and use his energy and the like. And he said, well, you know, I got to do at least what the old man said, whatever I would normally do up north if somebody would, you know, come to my assistance. So he reached in his pocket, pulled out two 20s, $40. He said, yeah, I'll give him $40 for his time and his effort and the like. And he said, thank you ever so much. It's so kind, the old man says to the young man. And he said, here, take this as just a little bit of a sign of my thankfulness. And the young man said, no. He said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that $40. Can you imagine? He refused my money. No, he refused the old man's money. You know, he wouldn't take it. Wouldn't take it. And so he looked at the old man. The young man said, he said, no, he said, maybe you'll find someone else who needs some help. And then he said, help him out. Help the next person that you might see that needs some help. That's all I would ask for. Actually, basically, he quoted what Jesus said to the scholar, the lawyer. He says, go and do likewise. You know, that's what this young punk is telling this old guy. He's reminding this old guy that we have a responsibility and an obligation to care for one another. And I just did that for you because it's my responsibility, and it's your responsibility to do that for others. You know, reminded the old man of that, this young fella. Very important. You know, just like the scholar that asked Jesus questions right at the beginning, what should I do to inherit an eternal life? You know, first of all, you got to have a relationship with Christ. You know, you have to know the Lord. You have to have faith. You have to believe. But it's very, very simple, very easy. Christ really only came into this world to teach one thing and one thing along. No other kinds of commandments. No other kinds of directives. One thing and one thing's love one another. That was what the decree to all of his disciples were. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. And how do we express that? How do we show that? We show that by caring and sharing with one another. What does it mean that he showed mercy? That's what it means. He showed mercy. He cared about the other person, and he shared with the other person. That's how we show our love for one another. And that's what Christ did for us. He cared about each and every one of us and does, and he shared. He shared himself. He gave us the gift of his life. A gift of life that we, like, are genetically close to our God, made in his image and likeness. And therefore, the one thing that is born into us, whether we do it or not, and whether we live with it and realize that relationship, is to care and share for one another. Love one another as I have loved you. That is basically what Christ showed. And that's how we must live our lives. Much more important, because actually, if we do love one another as Christ loved us, we will be, you know, going to church. We will be saying rosaries. We will be, you know, meditating and praying and the like. That's all part of it. But that isn't what Christ said was the way to get to eternal life. It is by living a life of love and concern for the other, just as he did in his life. That's what's vital. And sometimes we have to be reminded of that. We have to be reminded of them. I got a little quiz now. I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. I want to find a college student, you know, because they think they know everything anyway. So let me. Are you a college student? Stand up. All right. What's your name? Say it again.
Daniel.
All right. Well, you're named after a pretty important prophet that knew a lot of things, I must say. So that's great. Oh, where do you go to school, Daniel? What?
Texas State.
All right. Well, we'll see if they're doing a good job at Texas State or any of these universities here. I imagine you study a few things like political science, a little bit of history, sociology, a little bit. I mean, you know some of it. All right. So, a couple questions. First of all, you know what capitalism is, do you? You do. Okay, that's good. What about communism? Do you know what communism is? Yeah, all right. You know what communism is. What about socialism? You know what socialism is? Well, it's in all the election right now. Everybody's talking about socialism in this next presidential election, so you've heard of it. You have some idea what it is. All right. Do you know what altruism is? You don't know what altruism is? What are they teaching you in these schools, huh? I tell you. All right. Well, let's see here. Does anybody else know what altruism is? You do? See that? All right. What's altruism? Okay. All right, yes, okay. He knows. He just told me. It's our concern for the other is above ourself. We care more about the other person than we do ourselves. The opposite, that very good answer, young man. The opposite of altruism, the opposite of altruism is selfishness and egotism. All about me. And a lot of us live that way. All about me, first and foremost, number one. That's not what Jesus taught, and that's not how Jesus lived, and that's not how Jesus' disciples were sent out to think about themselves. They were thought to think about others. Put others first. If that would only be the political system in some countries or nations or parts of the world, it would be a much better world to care about others before we care about ourselves. What are some examples of altruism? Well, some examples would be that I can think of right off the top of my a good mother's love or concern for her children. Her children before her. A good father's love and concern for his family. Give his life for his family. A good pastor's love and concern for his people. Or Jesus's love and concern for creation, for each and every one of us. Those are all acts of altruists. Those are altruists. They care more about the other than for themselves. And this is what Jesus came to teach the world, that we must love one another as He has loved us, that we are to be altruists. We are to live, our families should practice altruism. Each one of us should practice altruism. The Good Samaritan practiced altruism. And that young man who helped that old man on that journey was an altruist, cared more about the other than for himself. So my sisters and brothers, heed the word of the Lord. Go and do likewise. Amen.